This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and it's incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50 plus, Banana Boat 360 coverage is a go-to in my house. I make sure to spray myself before I play outside with my kids. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owners' racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod and Emily, because
Hi.
Our girl Tamara is still gone, which has got to be good news, right?
Yeah, well, I think that's good for her, good for me. So, you know.
Would we even know? This is my question about the show. Would we even know if she was off at this point? Like, or do you think that they keep her phone the entire time? Like, she can't text any of us. But I don't know if once I was kicked off Big Brother,
yeah,
I was able to have my phone again.
Yeah, but what did they give you? Did they give you parameters? Like you weren't allowed to tell anyone that you were kicked off or?
No, because that show's live.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. So
forever.
I know. Well, I only watched the first two episodes because I was kicked off. But anyways, who knows? I hope that she is crushing it, but we are missing her. But everybody is loving you, Emily. So I appreciate you for coming on.
Yeah, it's been fun. I love talking crap about people. It's great.
It's my favorite pastime. Speaking of talking crap, I don't appreciate that you look like a supermodel and I look like Dog the Bounty Hunter today.
I told you it was payback from our first one together because you came on looking all glam with beauty lighting and I looked awful. I was like, wait, was I supposed to get glam for this podcast? Actually, the only reason I look like this is because I hosted an event in LA last night. So this is still makeup and hair from last night. That just tells you that I didn't even bother to wash my face.
Well, that's my favorite type where you can like sleep like a mummy and you're like, okay, I'm going to keep the lashes on. I'm going to do all the things. Well, I am fresh from the horse show. I've just taken my hair out of my hair net. And just to be transparent, I did text Emily right before we started and I was like, I'm going to have to order an Aperol spritz because I'm unwell. I get so nervous before these big competitions.
I bet. Yeah.
and I don't sleep. I'm going to be spending the next 7 days in this hotel room. So it's really, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
But we have a good amount of host chat for you guys today. We are going to talk about, there's been a lot of podcasts that have dropped, some which were great. And by podcast, we mean just other people's. We're not talking about our own.
Yeah.
God forbid. But I feel like I've spent, I don't know, maybe, well, I feel like Bethany's pod collectively with Nene was 6.5 hours.
Was it? Did you get through the whole thing? Because I honestly couldn't get through. I mean, not that it was bad. I just didn't have the time. I have 3 children and they kept interrupting me. They wanted food and, you know.
Well, I was on the airplane and my ears were hurting so bad from having my AirPods in that long, but I'm sitting there like scrambling, writing notes, trying to like find all the inconsistencies. But before we get into that, I feel like we need to talk a little bit about Tom Sandoval.
Okay.
I do appreciate anyone who can laugh and mock themselves when they're in an extreme period of hate.
Yeah, so, I really feel like that's the only way you could handle it.
Yeah. Like, did you see the ad where he introduces that he's going to do a podcast and essentially he like sits down, like he's me right now, but I'm in like, you know, whatever. And he like sits down, he puts on his headphones and then he's like, but he's actually naked. And he's like, and they're like, Tom, it's a podcast. No one's going to see you. And he goes, they'll know.
Oh.
And I really, it made me appreciate him. It made me appreciate him. But then the appreciation slowly, well, quickly went away once I started listening to the podcast.
Right. Because were you asleep or were you awake when you were listening? Because it put me to sleep.
Well,
I mean, I like his voice. I felt like it was very... You know, people listen to ocean waves to go to sleep. People listen to, you know,
brown like, noise is like, the new thing.
You know, like crickets chirping. I mean, his voice was very lovely. I just found myself nodding off a lot.
I found myself going, I want to have Tom on 2 Teas in a Pod and ask him the questions people really want to know, not the fluff that he's. Yeah.
Okay, so what would you ask him? What would be the question?
I want to know, I mean, just from like a woman's standpoint, at what point did you fully check out of your relationship and start cheating? Was Rachel really the first person or was this going on for a long time? When you were doing it, like, did you feel guilty? Like all, because everything that he kind of talked about to me was the aftermath after getting caught. I
so
want to
you want to know his mindset during the actual action of cheating.
Like
where
I think
he was that.
And I, because I think a lot of us have been cheated on at some point in our lives, or we have been the cheater. I wanted to know, like, this is where I was, or I was feeling really insecure in my life, or I was doing this, or whatever it was. But instead, it was all afterwards. You know, he said he was feeling like he was drinking too much, and he was, there were moments where he was feeling, I think he even used the word suicidal. He said he stopped drinking once Rachel went into treatment. At points, it seemed like he misses her. And then at other points, it seemed like he feels like she like opted out of like having to go through the hate by going to treatment.
Yeah, I know. You'll never really know what she was actually thinking. I mean, I would have done the same thing. If I got that much hate, I'd be like, take, put me in a wellness retreat in Arizona. Like I would just want away from all of that. So I don't blame her. I mean, whether she really felt like she needed, I don't know if she really felt like she needed treatment or if it was like, if it was a way to cop out of like everybody giving her crap and attacking her and people attack. Like I, first of all, I don't understand that level of hatred from a show.
No,
with young people. Like, I mean, I know he messed up and she messed up, but the level of hatred and hate they get, it's just, you know, and people going to their business and writing business reviews and, you know, trying to shut down their business, like that takes it to a whole nother level. Like I mean, the girl on Salt Lake City talks about how she banged her, you know, brother-in-law for 18 months and that, and like everybody,
and everyone loves her
and moved on, and everybody thinks she's hilarious and funny. And like, I don't see people taking, you know, trips to Salt Lake City to find her house. And, you know, I mean, I guess I understand that it was so huge because all these people are on a show together and everybody's been watching them for 10 years or whatever. So they're very vested in their lives and relationships. But at the end of the day, should it really generate that much hatred? I mean, it's scandalous, and I get it that we all love a scandal, but the hatred is what, I don't know. That's where I just think it gets out of control.
I think even in kind of listening to this, and regardless of I'm not a medical professional or a lawyer like you, who I wanted to talk about something earlier and Emily told me I couldn't. She said, no. And I'm like, listen,
lawyer. I'm trying
to keep
her from getting sued.
Listen, calm your tits, lawyer. I do wish, I don't know, I just wish there was a little bit more depth to this to give
but
us
maybe
more
he has no more depth. I mean, maybe you're giving him too much credit. Maybe there is no That's more true. Depth.
Maybe, well, do you think he's attractive?
I actually do think he's attractive. I do.
I knew you would.
I do. I don't know why. I like those like dirty rock star looking guys. I don't know. I don't get it.
I was like, I feel like Emily would be into him. I did think it was pretty funny when his bandmate was like, well, listen, you know, Tom is a really good guy, because even when people showed up wearing a shirt saying that he looked like a worm with a mustache or I hate Tom, he still took pictures with them. I'm like, I don't know that necessarily makes you a good.
Well, I feel like you have no choice, because what are you going to do? I mean, you're going to ban people and say no picture with you. Then you just look like more of a jerk. It just gives more fuel to the fire. So, I mean, if someone shows up at BravoCon with a t-shirt on that says Emily's an asshole, like I would take a photo with them.
Listen,
I feel like that's the only way you can deal with it. You're just like, yes, I am, you know?
And I feel like if it were me, there's only probably t-shirts being made. I mean, if people would even waste the money.
Wait, what do people say to you? What do they call you?
One, they say that I'm monotone. Clearly I am. I mean, it's all kind of true things that I'm a shitster. True.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what housewife isn't a shitster, though? I hate it when people call housewives shitsters. You only have 4 months to film a show. The story has to go forward. Like, you literally have to talk about things on camera that other people have told you. There would be no story and there would be no housewives if we weren't doing that.
And I do feel like, and this isn't even a housewife cop-out or an ex-housewife cop-out, I do feel like I've missed my calling of being an investigator. I love to get the juice. Like, I see one little crumb and then I want to dig it out. In my real life, most of the time, this juice doesn't affect me. Like, I will go onto my friend's cousin's sister's Instagram and see that she's divorced. And then I need to look at the last 622 posts to see what happened. I can't just let it go. I don't know. It's just who I am in general. But in closing, then he brought on his jeweler.
Yeah.
I was like, how many like fake Cartier bracelets are you getting in order to... Why is he on now? Like,
yeah, and I didn't even feel like he really explained who he was exactly, because I still was confused about the connection. But again, I kept nodding off. So,
but he did say that they are him and Ariana are still living together. The other day, she felt comfortable. I'm sorry, I'm not laughing, but just even the way laughing. That this was an excitement to him. He goes, I mean, she came downstairs and she opened her boxes while I was cooking dinner. And then the jeweler goes, but did she make eye contact? And Tom goes, no, but no. We were in the same room. I'm like, no. So that's the Everybody Loves Tom.
Do you think he watches her on Dancing with Stars?
Of course.
Yeah.
Even my husband, I'm out of town. So my husband was watching with Dove and Cruz last night, giving me the updates on how he thought everybody did. And he was like, Ariana, as if he even knows everybody. He was like, Ariana nailed it. And then he's like, I think Mauricio did better than the judges gave him scores for.
Oh, he was really into it.
I was like, okay. And then he was like, I'm not sure about Jamie Lynn Spears. I was like, But people, he did one thing that he did say, which is the final comment in regard to this, was he said the only reason he filmed that final awkward scene with Rachel was because they told him if he filmed that and then he filmed with Sheena and Vanderpump, then he could do Winter House. And then once he filmed it, that was taken away.
Oh, really? Huh. So you didn't get that in writing.
Well, I also feel like maybe it was taken away because you were the polarizing hate that you had in that moment.
Yeah. You don't think they knew the level of hate at that point before they offered that.
Yeah. And so, I mean,
and then they were like, never mind, everyone hates you.
That being said, people think that he's on The Masked Singer right now.
Oh, they think it's Tom.
They think he's one of the new Masked Singers, which would track. But yeah, that's the Tom Sandoval of it all. Give it a listen. I'm sure this season of Vanderpump Rules is really going to have to bring it, because if what we got from that podcast.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com. Hi, it's Tamara Judge, co-owner of Vena CBD, where our mission is your health and wellness. At Vena, we understand life's daily challenges, and that's why we offer a range of CBD products designed to help you find balance and feel your best. Whether you're struggling with stress, sleep, or just looking for a daily wellness boost, we've got you covered. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out Sleep Gummies before bed. Our best sellers, like the Cloud 9 Mood Enhancing Gummy and our Lights Out Sleep Gummy, are made with the highest quality of ingredients, grown right here in the USA, ensuring that you get all the benefits without any compromise. And we stand by our products. Not only are they third-party tested for quality, but we also offer a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Experience the difference with Vena CBD and take the first step towards a more balanced you. Visit VenaCBD.com today and explore our range of products. And for our podcast listeners, enjoy an exclusive discount on your first order. Just use the code TEAPOD, TEAPOD, at checkout for buy one, get one free.
Wait, Wait, let me ask you a question. As someone who does a podcast, and I feel like it's a very well-oiled machine just being on it, do you think he prepared? Do you think he prepared for the podcast? Like, do you think he sat down and thought, I need to have content and it needs to be interesting and I'm going to talk about this?
No.
Yeah, see, and I feel like that's what bothered me, because I felt like if you're going to do a podcast and you want people to listen to it, then I think you need to do your homework, and I think you need to be prepared. And I think you at least need to have a list of topics, and you need to get through them, and you need to talk about them. I don't know. Maybe I was bothered by it because I felt like it was slightly narcissistic, and the fact that he could just not prepare and just talk and kind of meander through things, and everybody's just supposed to listen and be intrigued by him.
Are you also just saying that we are that on point over here at iHeart and the twats with
yes,
our rundown?
That's really what I'm trying to say.
So you're complimenting us.
I am.
Because of the work that we do. No, I agree. I think it was very willy-nilly. I think it was just, do people say willy-nilly anymore?
I say willy-nilly a lot.
Okay, great. Okay, yeah. Good. But I just felt like there should have been, these are the 20 questions we need to get through.
Yeah.
Have your jeweler or your friend or your brother, whomever. I don't even know if he has a brother. Ask them and let's go.
Right.
Which leads us to the next podcast, which is the Bethany Nene Leakes podcast. I have a lot of thoughts.
Okay. Let's go through them. Of events.
Okay. In my opinion, is that mm-hmm. the right jargon for yeah. lawyer talk?
Yes. In your opinion.
In my opinion, this all started because Bethany got butthurt after Watch What Happens Live this year with Jeff Lewis and Andy calling her out for being a hypocrite by bashing the housewives in the press, but then starting a housewife-based podcast. Mm-hmm. I feel like that really ruffled her feathers. And then
she wanted revenge.
She wanted revenge, which she is calling what is she calling? The Reckoning. Oh, okay.
The Reckoning.
First point that really pissed me off. Bethany kept talking about that her daughter was there at Watch What Happens Live, trying to make herself seem more sympathetic. But really, we know what Watch What Happens Live is. Mm-hmm. Would you bring your daughter to watch you on Watch What Happens Live?
No, never. Mm-mm.
And if you did, you would mm-hmm. assume that your daughter has watched all the episodes, is in the know, because using your child as a shield mm-hmm. is actually confusing to me. Like the amount of bribery I had to give my daughter today mm-hmm. to put on her headphones and the Twizzlers and all the things to make yeah. sure that she doesn't hear 1 second of this.
Right. I know. Well, I made Shane take all 3 kids and leave the house because yeah. I don't want them to hear it. It's adult content. And, you know, I don't even know how many times I've been on Watch What Happens Live, but every time you go, I get slightly nervous because I know I'm going to piss someone off every time I'm on Watch What Happens Live, because every question is poised in a way where I'm going to piss someone off. So it's not something where I'd want my daughter to go to and listen to.
I think, and I don't know that that's necessarily, you can say that that's Andy's fault. You chose to bring your guest. Most of the time, people bring their husband, or if they're in a fight with their husband, they don't want their husband to be on it.
I thought you had to be over 18 anyway to go to Watch What Happens Live.
Well, I don't apparently not, because this is what she said at least a couple of times on this podcast. My daughter was there. My daughter was there. I'm like, I got it. You brought her. She wasn't walking by.
Right.
And heard this. Right. But then the next thing was, if Bethany would just stick to the, I saw myself on the back of a bus in Australia and the shows are airing everywhere and we make nothing. If that was her total fight mm-hmm. in this, I would mm-hmm. go, okay, you know what? That yeah. does make sense. All of us in some capacity were ignorant in how, you know, reality television can explode and show up on 82 different networks. Believe me, I got a hate DM from a 2018 episode that I did. Someone's like, you're a fucking bully, you disgusting piece of shit.
I know. You know what? I can always tell when the old episodes of House of Orange County are airing, because I start getting the DMs that are like, you should get divorced. You need to leave your husband. I'm like, oh, well, they're airing season 13 now.
Yeah. So it's like, I get it, but I mean, would we all love to be paid residuals? Sure. Mm-hmm. But it's something we all, yeah, like I'm not fighting against that. Like, however that ends up ending up for all people in the, you know, world of reality television, I get. But again, in this interview, it seems very self-serving in a way to try to bring down Bravo and Andy over what she feels is a slight. And that's what bothers me.
Well, you know, she also constantly makes reference to only making 7,200 or whatever. She says that multiple times about how her season, her first season, she only made 7,200. I mean, that's what happens when you start a new show. They're taking a gamble. Everybody's taking a gamble. You don't know if it's going to take off. There isn't a big budget. You go on taking a gamble of like, yeah, I'll take, I remember Tamra saying that's, I think that's what her salary was or something, like her first year of Orange County. Like, clearly you're not making millions of dollars because everybody's gambling on a new show. Obviously it paid off in the end because they talk about what they were making towards the end. They're making millions.
What about when she, like, Bethany just goes in on how many millions she's making and then Nene checks her?
Yeah.
Nene's like, really? A season?
Yeah.
And then Bethany's like, well, I mean, I'm like, okay, but either way, we'll get to that. But then Beth, this is another thing that kind of irritated me. We get into Andy's baby shower.
Yeah, I was there. I know
for a fact. Yeah, we were there. I mean, my,
you know what, bitch?
Yes, Ramona was there calling me Gina the whole night.
I'm sorry. It was my first year. I don't even know what was going on.
And we have to remember that Bethany has repeatedly said that she is besties with Kyle, grew up with Kyle. Kyle, Vicky, who else was hosting the baby shower?
Nene was one of the hosts, yeah.
Yeah. And Bethany's, honestly, like, you can actually walk. Like, I had to take an Uber there, do that awkward walk out with my gift, with the popper, all of those things. She could have actually walked there. But she said she did not go because it was about kissing the ring.
Right, right.
Which truly, and in my opinion, and this isn't to ask kiss Andy, it was actually about celebrating a man and his new baby and also bonding with a huge group of women who have similar experiences to you. It's just another example of making a situation about herself and her feelings.
Okay, here's my thought. Do you think she did not want to go because there were other housewives there, and, you know, like the big housewives like Lisa Rinna, and, you know, the housewives that have been around, Vicky and Nene and all the housewives that have been around a long time, and she didn't want to go because she wouldn't get that one-on-one attention that she would want? Like, it was more of a, I don't want to go and share, you know, Andy, I'm used to this one-on-one attention. He likes me. We have this bond. I don't want to go if he's, you know, if he's all spread out everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, she even said something along the lines of, like, I don't want to have to be the one worried about where I would sit, or, like, every, you know, the housewives were placed in order. I'm like, clearly that wasn't the case, because I was only two seats away from him. And I think two seasons later, I was fired. So, like,
okay, I wasn't even at the table. I wasn't even at the table. All those housewives brought assistants, and then all the assistants sat at the main table, and Gina and I were over in some booth in a corner, like, not even at the main table.
Camille brought her assistant, I remember, and then, like, pushed her over at this, like, random little bar stool. I'm like, Camille, this wasn't a plus one event. Like,
no, but I feel like a lot of housewives did that. And I was kind of, as someone who has hosted a lot of parties and planned parties, I would have done place cards for all the housewives.
We would have had a full blown physical altercation.
You would have had to engrave the table with the names. Everybody would have been swishing up and ripping them off.
Like, shit would have really hit the fan.
Like, my place card would have been in the bathroom, like on a toilet or something. Cause, like, no one on my cast even spoke to me the entire time during this baby shower.
I only remember about 1.5 hours of the baby shower, but I do remember having a lot of fun hanging out and back. But it's just, once again, I'm like, okay, Bethany, you're so close with him. You're his favorite. You suck, in your opinion. You suck it up. You go. Mm-hmm. And you try to maybe meet other women that have also used this platform to better their careers or their life. Or maybe try to get off your high horse and get to know somebody.
Yeah.
And then we get to where Nini brings up her complaints about Bravo. Mm-hmm. Instead of Bethany making it about unions and how complaints would be handled if a union were in place, she instead, shocking, makes it about her. If Bethany truly cared about Nini and what she went through, why didn't Bethany speak up when it was happening?
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about when Nini filed her complaint?
Yeah.
Why, like, wasn't Bethany an advocate and speaking up for her and get having her back during that? Is that what? Is that your point?
Yeah. Why now?
Yeah.
Why after you've had your falling out, then all of a sudden? But did you notice she kept trying to lead Nini into saying things, and Nini was like, "No, actually, I don't agree." Like, even from something as small as like, you know, they want alcoholics on the show so that then they can follow the train wrecks, and then they pour alcohol down your throats or something along those lines. And Nini's like, actually, no. Nobody ever forced me to drink.
Right.
I like drinking, and I want to drink if I'm filming.
Right.
Like, we're just continuing to get away from that. Mm-hmm. What the actual point was. Then Bethany exaggerating and lying about questions that Andy asks to prove a point. Bug me even more. He's never. I went back. I spent a good 30 minutes going back to confirmed. He has never asked any housewife on Watch What Happens Live or at a reunion who's the worst mother. He's also never asked who's the ugliest housewife.
Yeah.
So if you're going to give a hypothetical, be accurate.
But hypotheticals aren't accurate. Hypotheticals are hypotheticals.
Right, but then do something that's somewhat in the general
vein. So you're saying if you're going to say things that he says and put words in his mouth, make them accurate words instead of making it worse than anything he's ever said. I mean, he does clearly ask shady questions on Watch What Happens Live, but no, I mean, I've never seen it so toxic that it's like, who's the ugliest housewife or who's the worst mom? Like, we're not...
I'm sorry, there is a huge difference between who's the worst dressed and who's the ugliest housewife.
Yeah.
Or who drives you the most crazy on your cast and who's the worst mother.
Right.
Yes, we know there are shady questions going into it, but acting as if it is this full blown takedown of a whole other human being. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to play it like it is. But also she would even say things to Nini like, did you feel like you were the poorest housewife?
Yeah, she's like, no.
And then Nini's like, no.
Well, she kept saying, so you were poor. And she was like, no. And she's like, so you were poor. And she was like, no, I felt like the underdog, which I understand that doesn't have anything to do with your socioeconomic status. It's just how you feel when you bring other people on that have a bigger name, or they're NFL stars, or they're, you know, they were on another show or something. You know, you do feel like an underdog. I feel like that all the time too, but it doesn't have anything to do with money.
Yeah, it does. And but then she kept saying it, and then Nini kept correcting her. And then Nini compared herself. She goes, you know, it's like me. I'm like the Denise Richards of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I just, you know, I couldn't level up with the glam. And I was like, stop. Because there's absolutely no way that during the end of her tenure on New York, that she wasn't glamming and spending money on clothes the same exact way that every other housewife on that franchise was.
Well, and if she wasn't, that was by choice, because it's not like she couldn't afford it. If she wasn't glamming and dressing like the other women, it was because she just, like, I feel like Denise Richards wasn't glamming like the other women, because that was just, I mean, you were there.
Yeah.
Was she not? I mean, it wasn't because of she money.
Here's the thing. Denise Richards and I have the same glam team, the same exact girls. She glammed every single time that I glammed, because I would have to organize my schedule around hers.
Right.
She just dressed casually.
Right.
That was her style. She liked to wear her ripped, the same ripped jeans. That was her thing. And It is what it is. Mm-hmm. People's glam, which we will get into once we get into Salt Lake City episode on, the podcast we get into later, people's glam looks very different. Not everybody's glam is going to look like Erica Jane or Dorit mm-hmm. Kimsley.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com. Hi, it's Tamara Judge, co-owner of Vena CBD, where our mission is your health and wellness. At Vena, we understand life's daily challenges, and that's why we offer a range of CBD products designed to help you find balance and feel your best. Whether you're struggling with stress, sleep, or just looking for a daily wellness boost, we've got you covered. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. Our best sellers, like the Cloud 9 Mood Enhancing Gummy and our Lights Out Sleep Gummy, are made with the highest quality of ingredients, grown right here in the USA, ensuring that you get all the benefits without any compromise. And we stand by our products. Not only are they third-party tested for quality, but we also offer a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Experience the difference with Vena CBD and take the first step towards a more balanced you. Visit VenaCBD.com today and explore our range of products. And for our podcast listeners, enjoy an exclusive discount on your first order. Just use the code TEAPOD, TEAPOD, at checkout for buy one, get one free.
But then Nene says she feels like she was blacklisted following her lawsuit against NBC Universal, Bravo, and production companies, mm-hmm. True Entertainment and Truly Original, and how Black housewives were not given the same privileges as their white counterparts. The part that resonated with me on this was when she brought up the fact that Kim Zolciak never went on a cast trip.
I did not know that. How do you do that? How do you never go on a cast trip?
I don't actually know. I think she only went on one.
But I've missed two cast trips, and that's because I had COVID both times and I was pissed.
Yeah, so you don't want to miss it. That's less money.
I didn't want to miss it. I was so upset because I was like, oh, great. There's three episodes I'm not going to be in. And then when they come back, they're all going to be fighting about what happened on a cast trip that I'm not going to know anything about. And you have to figure out how to get back in there. So I didn't even understand how Kim got. Well, is Kim just like, I don't want to go?
Yeah, she just wouldn't go, or she wasn't. There was a rumor that, who knows if this is true, but allegedly in her contract, it said she didn't have to go on trips.
That doesn't even make sense. I feel like those trips take up so many. I mean, they always get so much content out of those trips. So not to have a housewife on a trip, that doesn't make sense. I have to give it to her. She does have a point, because my second season on The Housewives, that was the season that Vicky was a friend. When we went into the reunion, Vicky Vicky sued. She filed it. I know Nene touches on it a little bit, but she said she thought Vicky talked to a lawyer. I think Vicky Gumbelson actually sued Bravo. Her name was, do you remember this? Her name was Jane Rowe. That was her plaintiff's name. And everybody was calling her Jane Rowe. She actually filed something, I believe, allegedly. I don't know. I didn't. I'm just trying to remember. So if I'm wrong, I'm saying this.
Nene does say this. And then they said, but then Vicky is continuing to be brought back. She wins this big award.
Yes. And she is. She's like, what did she get? That housewife of the year or century award. She's also been on two girls trips. She's also showing up on Orange County and filming. So, I mean, if it strictly comes down to she was blacklisted because she's litigious or she filed something, I mean, so did Vicky Gumbelson. I remember because I remember it was an issue going into the reunion. And I think she had to dismiss it and able to so she could film the reunion. I don't know. And I think, I don't know. It was just.
I mean, Andy even called her Jane Rowe at the reunion.
Yeah. Yeah. Jane Rowe.
Yeah. Like,
I don't know if that was like a typo, like it meant to be Jane Doe, but somebody actually accidentally put Rowe, or if Vicky thought that was like a really sneaky way that no one would ever figure out it was her. She's like, no. Don't make it Jane Doe. Make it Jane Rowe. They'll never
Jane
know.
Jane Rowe. But I don't know. Then they just kind of, it just felt like they were getting to the point where, listen, all of the union points, I won't push against at all. Any way that Nene felt like she was treated differently than other people in her cast, I don't have any comment on. It's completely, she knows what she knows.
Yeah.
But I do think bagging the way that Bethany was relentless on bagging on Andy, Nene seemed to have a pretty clear view of what her relationship was with Andy.
Right.
She's like, listen, you know, like I felt like we hung out, we'd go to parties together. Yeah. We were cool.
I didn't hang out at his house. You know, if we were real friends, I'd hang out at his house. I get that.
But then Bethany agrees and she says she feels like Andy never really liked her either. She says he's always been protected, but never protected her.
In what way does she want protection? What kind of protection is she looking for?
I don't know, but because if that's the case, you then just brag to us for 8 minutes about how you made millions and millions and millions of dollars to someone who has just told you that she did this with Rachel too, and it really drives me nuts. Nene had just said something along the lines of like, listen, I'm not getting endorsement deals. I'm not making money right now. Like, I have to support my family. And Bethany says something along the lines of like, well, I mean, I was making millions and millions and millions of dollars. And you had, how much were they offering you for the 6 episodes? And it's like, why do you need to go there? Like, why do you need, I don't know. It just, the whole thing makes me feel lucky. Like, if you're really wanting to be about the union, I don't think the conversation is about Andy Cohen. I think the conversation is about every single network, every reality television person, and, you know, everybody's personal experience. But Bethany bringing up how housewives had to take antidepressants from being on the television show. I'm like, I'm just here to tell you, I've been on them since I was 14 years old. Like, I have extreme OCD, and guess what?
Yeah, I mean, I've never taken any antidepressants. I will say, I feel like the show can be stressful. There's no doubt about that. And it definitely takes a strong woman to deal with the show. And you have to have a thick skin. You have to deal with a lot of hate, a lot of love, a lot of everything. But, you know, to make it like a blanket statement, like all of us are, you know, suffering from some type of depression and anxiety because of the show. I mean, that's a bold statement.
And also saying that mental illness, like clearly there is something with all of us that makes us want to be on reality television. Clearly there is that common ground. There are some people that would look at us and go, why would you ever have wanted to do that?
Oh, yeah. I have people say that a lot.
So
I say, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, we all have that. There is something, I mean, at least for me, and I'm just going to be transparent. Mm-hmm. There is something inside of me that I have never 100% felt like I'm enough.
Yeah. No, I get that because I feel the same. I mean, I think I even talk about it a little bit in the finale episode, but it's, I've always been such a goal-oriented person and I've always wanted more, more, more. Like, how can I outdo this? How? What's the next thing? Because I grew up feeling so less than, like I wasn't important, like I didn't matter, like I didn't have a lot, and I grew up poor, and I just always wanted so much more. But I don't mind working for it. I never felt like it had to be given to me.
Yeah, and I think that's a very similar thing. And I think if you go through the history of the majority of the women cast on this show, mm-hmm. we are all willing to work our asses off to make ourselves feel like we are enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that that is a network standard. That's how we grew up.
Yeah.
And there is something.
I assume growing up like that gives you some layers. It gives you depth. It gives you things to talk about, you know, and then they cast women who have depth, who have layers, who can talk about their lives, who have a lot of things going on. You know, I mean, I live in Orange County.
But I think that that's something that if we really wanted to dig deep into this position, into this job, there is something that the majority of us that are on these shows or were on these shows, that fame is filling some sort of void.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree. I would say there's some level of need that you need it to feel validated in some way.
And
but definitely different levels of it, though.
Yeah, but I think pretending that that reason is because of what was in an original sit down dinner with a bunch of girls we were willing to film on television, mm-hmm. I don't think it's accurate.
Mm-hmm.
I made a choice. I from 17 years old, I was like, okay, I want to be on a television show. Mm-hmm. Took me till I was 36. Didn't last very long. It fucking is what it is. But like, there's no one else that, you know, I don't know. But
you know what? I do have another point, though. I found Nene to be very entertaining and very interesting. I could listen to her talk about her life all day. She has a very interesting, rich background, where she came from, how she grew up, her life when she met Greg. I think she's probably one of the most interesting and entertaining people. And then I thought, Nene, you need to have your own podcast. Does she have a podcast? She should do a podcast. She's so entertaining.
I think that Nene has grown a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Nene's patience and like love of what she actually did and what she accomplished on mm-hmm. Housewives
mm-hmm.
changed so much. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like at first she was upset about things that went wrong or went awry, or the only being offered the 6 episodes mm-hmm. or times where she may or may not have been difficult and how she was wrong. But there was also parts of this interview where I felt like she was really like, no, I loved it.
Yeah.
We were a true group of friends. Like, we right. all had crazy yeah. things happen to us, and it was a good story. Yeah. Like, I didn't feel anger from mm-hmm. her in this podcast, and mm-hmm. I felt it from Bethany.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I also felt that, you know, I felt that she legitimized her complaint when she also stated that she had reached out multiple times before she filed a complaint yeah. and had said, I have these grievances, I have these problems, I have these issues, and they weren't addressed. Of course, I'm just going off of what she's saying. I don't have any further
knowledge. Yeah, we don't know the other side at all.
But based upon her saying that, it really legitimized to me her complaint. Because there is I think Bethany did say, well, why did you wait until the very end and then you filed a complaint? And, you know, it looks like you're just retaliating possibly because you didn't get what you wanted in negotiations or whatever. But then when she said, no, I've been complaining all these times. I've sent these emails. I've asked to sit down. I've asked to talk. I've said, here's problems. Here's my grievances. And they were never addressed. So then I thought, well, you know what? Then maybe it's fair to say she got pushed to the point where she felt like her only recourse was to file something.
Yeah. And I think
that's just from a legal perspective, listening to someone.
And this is from somebody who barely graduated high school. I heard in her voice, I truly feel in my heart of hearts, I do feel like Nini said something along the lines of like, I will say things, but then I will forgive.
Mm-hmm. I think it's sad that Nini Leakes isn't on TV in some capacity.
She's
such a force. She's so entertaining. She's so over the top. She has such a personality. For her to not be on television in some capacity is a true tragedy.
I know, because then they were talking about the one, she did like one scripted show and run one reality show. And I didn't even know what the reality show was that she was talking about. And I watched a lot of television. I was like, shoot, which one?
Yeah.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com. Hi, it's Tamara Judge, co-owner of Vena CBD, where our mission is your health and wellness. At Vena, we understand life's daily challenges, and that's why we offer a range of CBD products designed to help you find balance and feel your best. Whether you're struggling with stress, sleep, or just looking for a daily wellness boost, we've got you covered. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out Sleep Gummies before bed. Our best sellers, like the Cloud 9 Mood Enhancing Gummy and our Lights Out Sleep Gummy, are made with the highest quality of ingredients, grown right here in the USA, ensuring that you get all the benefits without any compromise. And we stand by our products. Not only are they third-party tested for quality, but we also offer a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Experience the difference with Vena CBD and take the first step towards a more balanced you. Visit VenaCBD.com today and explore our range of products. And for our podcast listeners, enjoy an exclusive discount on your first order. Just use the code TEAPOD, TEAPOD, at checkout for buy one, get one free.
Okay, so I guess we kind of cleared up those two podcasts. You guys give them all a listen if you want. But now we have the next thing to discuss. Reunion looks for the Real Housewives of New York. Who's your favorite?
Oh, who's my favorite? I mean, I kind of liked all of them individually for their own, you know, their own personalized choices. I liked Erin. I thought she looked fresh and young and cute.
Adorable.
Yeah. I actually, when I saw Bryn's dress in the group, I was confused. But then when I saw her individual photo, I actually liked her dress. Other than, it looked like she stopped at her grandma's on the way there and had some doilies sewed on.
But you know how that, I feel it. About the word actually?
You hate actually?
Because actually is like, you know what? Actually, it looks like a big shit show, but actually, it's great.
Actually.
But what I liked about these looks is like Erin and Bren and a couple of the other women made jokes of their looks. Like, I think Bren was like, nailed it because I look like one of the girls from the Golden Girls, or somebody called her the candlestick from Beauty and the Beast. Mm-hmm. And she was like, that I take that as the highest compliment. Mm-hmm. Erin said, her caption with her dress was, am I more Ketch or Cipriani?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's, yeah, the different restaurants.
Yeah. I loved everyone's looks. I love Jessel. I do wish she would have taken the time to get her dress hemmed.
Was it too long? I didn't notice that.
It's so long.
Like long, like it's supposed to have a train, or long, like she's short and it didn't fit right.
Okay. Look at your rundown right now and scroll down.
All right.
And look how much is, it looks like my pants that I buy and I refuse to hem. And then I just cut them with scissors at the bottom. Like, why? Like, did she not have her shoes on for the pick? Did she make a last minute decision?
Yeah. I mean, it's a little bunchy.
There is 6 inches just hanging on the floor, but she looks stunning. I was very jealous that Jenna got to wear jeans.
Yeah. How'd that happen? I mean, I guess here's my question though. Every reunion I've been on, they send an email from a stylist that boxes us in to a very specific look. So is that not how they did it for them? Were they just like, you guys go and whatever your personal style is, we'll just go with that?
Because that's what it looks like to me. I mean, other than the fact that they're all in like a white, beige, black.
Mm-hmm. Like there isn't a pink in there.
Yeah, like it's very monochromatic type coloring.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they all look great. But yeah, and I have a formal apology to make to you.
To me? When what'd you said, say about me?
No, when I said that I didn't love your dress color, it's because on our rundown, it looked brown to me. Then I just saw another thing and it's actually a bright orange.
So it is. It's coral.
Okay. So you know what? When I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong. What movie that's from, I'll like you more. Oh, God. Damn it.
I don't know. What movie is it? I'm sure I've seen it.
When I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong. Emily.
When I say I'm wrong. I don't know.
Dirty Dancing, for Pete's sakes.
Anyway. I haven't seen that recently. I saw it in the 8th grade. Maybe 5th grade. I'm sorry I didn't recall that.
Oh, my sister and I say it all the time. Okay, then we get into the Housewives of Potomac season 8 trailer. First thing that I found interesting before we even get to the trailer is Potomac airs November 5th. Mm-hmm. Beverly Hills and Miami air the week prior. Mm-hmm. So why are we getting the teaser for Potomac
first
prior to Beverly Hills and Miami?
I don't know, but I'm sure you have a theory. Do you have a theory?
I don't have a theory.
You don't have a theory.
I just actually find it
interesting.
Oh. Food for thought. Like my daughter's Lay's potato chips that I can hear crinkling in the back as I speak.
Well, I'm sure the fans out there have a theory, because anytime there's any delay in anything, they always have a theory. You know, that big delay before Orange County premiered, it was because the season sucked, so they had to, you know, go back and re-edit it and, you know, all that kind of stuff, which wasn't true.
Well, let us know your theories, guys, because I'm just trying to decide if they just wanted to break it up, or why it is that we would get it, or it's because also what people have to keep in mind is that oftentimes, just because the show is a Bravo show doesn't mean it's the same production team.
Right.
So
that's what I was going to say. Maybe it's just a different production company and they're quicker.
So there's a new housewife on Potomac. Her name's NECA. She is a successful lawyer, first generation Nigerian American from a well-to-do family who recently married to a surgeon, has recently moved into a brand new house in the heart of Potomac. They show her in the trailer kissing him, saying, thank you so much for buying me a $2 million house. I feel like she's going to give us a lot of juice throughout this season. She's already butting heads with Wendy, Because Wendy's not in a good place, which is Ellen Robin, and the arrival of the new housewife really pisses her off. Giselle is in a situationship, which I'm not really sure. Is that just like code for hooking
like
up?
Like friends with benefits?
Yeah.
Is that like the new term?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's like when Gwyneth said, what did she consciously uncoupling? Like that was the new word for divorcing. But Giselle is in a situationship with Jason Cameron. He's from Bravo's Winter House. He is 16 years her junior. Giselle expresses her feelings this season towards Juan's action. Robin, okay, so I know you may be not up to speed, but Robin and Juan, they've been all over. They've been together, broken up, back together. Yeah. He was seen photographed with a girl that worked on another sport team, blah, 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 blah. We're seeing that Giselle is not really there for what Robin is willing to forgive and forget, allegedly, because Robin has decided to stay by Juan's side. He yells out, like, a lot of people talk. I don't care. My question for you is, if somebody, and we're just hypothetical, if a friend of yours in any capacity was having an affair.
Yeah.
Or their husband was having an affair.
Okay.
Would you be upset? Like, other than, like, I'm here for you. Let me know if you need anything. I love you. Like.
Yeah. I mean, I've actually dealt with this, like, recently. I mean, it was upsetting for me because you think you know someone and then you know them as a couple and then to find out that someone's doing something. Like, I guess it maybe just, it was sad for me to question or to know that they would do something like that, you know?
But would you be upset if a person chose to forgive their significant other for such an act?
I think it depends on the circumstances and how many times. If it was forgiving them one time, like it happened and they talked about it, they went to therapy, whatever, they worked it out and they're like, okay, we're going to make another go of it. We're really going to work on it. I think I would encourage that. But if it was something that was a pattern of behavior and had happened repeatedly, then I would probably be upset because I'm like, what are you thinking? So I think it just depends on more. I need more circumstantial evidence. More facts. I don't know.
I don't know. Well, it just seems like all the women have allegedly known this information about Juan for a very long time. And Robin,
I got a text message yesterday that someone said my husband's cheating on me.
That your husband is?
Yeah.
Emily, it's with me. I don't know when to write. I said it's with me. I don't know when the right time to tell you is. But like me and Shane.
Yeah.
He's here at this Marriott
now. Oh, that's why you're there. It's not really a horse show, you bitch.
You know,
I don't know who sent
text?
It. Actually, Shane and I were out to lunch at South Coast and I got a text from a random, it's an Orange County number. It's 949. And it said, I just want you to know that your husband is having an affair with my wife. And I actually showed it to Shane because I know 100,000,000% that my husband is not cheating on me. And then
do you track his phone?
I don't know. But I mean, people track him for me. I get DMs all day telling me where he is. Every time he's in and out, I know. He can't go anywhere. So then they sent a text and said, I have evidence. I have video of it. Would you like to see it? So I said, yes, like, please send it.
Yeah,
and then
send it.
They didn't send anything. And then they just texted me again yesterday, I think, and said, do you think that we should go meet with a lawyer? And then I ignored that one because I was like, you know what? Whatever. It's clearly someone just trying to mess with us. So
yeah, at this point, you're just trying to scam me. If you had the evidence, send it and let's go to town.
And Shane's like, well, what if it's some AI thing? I was like, don't worry about it. Like,
of course, Shane's going to like some huge.
He's like, I don't know what they did with my image.
But by the way, when we get off this pod, if you could just send me that number, because I'm going to do some research.
Oh, okay. You said you like to do your, I'll send it to you.
Yep. Great. I'll get on that. Karen Huger has a health scare that causes her to make some changes with her lifestyle. Karen and Giselle have called a truce, which they tend to always do, and then it never and then works start up out.
Again.
Candace Dillard becomes anxious due to a recent health discovery. She's going through her usual on again, off again with Ashley. She's not speaking with Giselle and going through a rough patch with Robin. Candace is just in all of it. Ashley has settled into her new home. On whether she's getting a divorce still seems to be a hot topic. She got some new fake titties. She seemed very excited about. They have new names. But then at one point she's crying and she says, I feel really guilty. I'm confused what that's going to be. So I will be tuning in. Wendy is, you know, having issues with the new chick. Her husband also says that there's some kind of sexual conversation where he says, you know, we're not hooking up because you're always sleeping. And she's like, you're always getting home at 2 a.m. I got to tell you, if Edwin was always getting home at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
I'd believe that text message you got.
Yeah, but see, my husband's on the couch watching YouTube videos by 9 p.m. every night. So I'm not worried about anything. And like I said, that man can't go anywhere without me getting a DM from someone that says he's at 7-Eleven getting a Diet Coke. And then he's at In-N-Out getting a burger. I know where he is all the time.
And then Mia Thornton and her husband, Gordon, have been through it this past year with their loss of their CEO titleship in the Joint, which was the chiropractor massage type place. And now they're on the outs. Speaking of on the outs, alum of Real Housewives of Potomac, Monique Samuels, and ex-husband Chris finalized their divorce. This actually really bumps me out because I love them as a couple.
Yeah, I know. I did too. And I really like her. And I thought they have such beautiful children and they're so just, I don't know. They just look like a big, beautiful, happy family. So that makes me sad.
I know, but it also makes me realize like you never know what to believe. Like you cannot believe it. Mm-hmm. Instagram is a full blown lie.
Yes. All of it.
All of it. The facade. Then more. Mia's now on People magazine. Her and husband Gordon have separated. They were together 11 years. So it wasn't like they just got married right before.
Right. Yeah. That's a long term marriage. Potomac. Yeah.
I mean, in our world, that's a pretty long time. Mm-hmm. And like all marriages, ours has had its ups and downs. At this time, Gordon and I are separated, but my family is my number one priority, and I'm committed to doing whatever it takes to make sure we are okay. This next one, this tweet went viral that I got first chair over Heather Dubrow on Watch Live. Yeah. Y'all, I'm not Jenny McCarthy. I would do anything to be her. I would love to be a judge on The Voice. Mm-hmm. Give me all the jobs.
Wait, did that tweet legitimately think it was you or was it a joke?
It was a joke, but then there was like the amount of messages, like there, it was like trending.
Oh, it's funny.
I was like, how is this possible? And
I love how you're trending when people confuse you for other people.
You know what? I got to trend somehow or another.
You only trend when you're confused with other people.
Or it's pure hatred. It's never a positive. Okay. This next one is the Croy and Kim update. So he's demanding a divorce, but then it's the black writing. I mean, the black box with the white writing, which you know it's serious.
Yeah, right.
Judge ruled that Croy can sell the home. Due to a lack of funds, Kim was not asked to move out, but Kim was ordered to sleep in the basement / the maid's quarters, and Croy gets the master bedroom. Both have access to the kitchen, War of the Roses, no money to afford a GAL for children.
That's a guardian ad litem.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
This is why we pay the big bucks, Emily.
Right.
Estimated cost was $50,000. Monthly income for Croy is $4,500 from football pension. Kim's income from clickbait on her Facebook is estimated at $5,000 a month. Water has already been turned off in the house once, has been turned back on due to hardship. Kim and Brielle share the Range Rover. Croy gets the Escalade. Since 2022, Kim has borrowed a total of $250,000 from a friend.
Who is the friend? Who's the friend that's giving her a $250,000 of dollars?
Is it Big Papa?
That's what I thought. I was like, is Big Papa giving her? I mean, that's a lot of money to. And how is she going to pay it back? She only gets $5,000 a month.
But maybe she should expand to more than just Facebook. Like, you can also get Instagram ads. You don't need to solely stick to the Facebooks, like yeah. Vicky. I love when Vicky's talking crap about me, and then there's like a pray for Teddy on her Facebook like a link. Yeah. And I'm like, how much did you get for this?
Right.
Because yeah. clearly you're not paying for me.
I always called her Vicky link in bio Gumbelson. And it's better than Jane Roe.
You know what? I don't know. I kind of
like Jane Roe better.
I think Jane Roe is pretty great. Two iconic franchises on the same night. Full Queens of Bravo Instagram post breaking. Real Housewives Miami season 6 will premiere November 1st and will be paired with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. The trailer for both franchises will drop next week. Dun dun
dun dun dun. Dun.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Two T's and a Pod and an E. We hope we entertained you. And
we'll
be back again later on to recap New York and Salt Lake City.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and it's incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+, Banana Boat 360 coverage is a go-to in my house. I make sure to spray myself before I play outside with my kids. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.